This is Dr. Lee dictating a follow-up progress note. Today, patient named Sander, S-A-U-N-D-E-R-S, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, date of birth 3-8-1954, place future kid, Charles Village. His comprehensive evaluation for his mental status and follow-up for his medical conditions, including DVT, seizure disorder, previous CHF and CVA. Patient seen today, 8-10-2023. Subjective, no shortness of breath, no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no nausea, no vomiting. And he's cooperative and taking his medication at this point. Aruba system, no headache, no dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, no congestion, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no muscular musculoskeletal, still has a leg edema, genitourinary, no hematuria, neuro. He's awake, his memory is impaired, he's forgetful. But he has no dizziness, no syncope. Physical exam, patient is awake, he's alert, oriented time, 1-2-2, forgetful and disoriented, blood pressure is 150 over 90, pulse 60, temperature 97 per day, Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse rate 98%. Next line, head rate mac, namokhalic, eyes and ectaric, no urine discharge, throat clear, neck supranasivity, chest and tender lungs, clear, no wheezing, heart test, and two, regular abdomen is soft, not turned, balls on pulse, extremities, chronic edema, left more than the right, neuro, he's awake, alert, forgetful, disoriented, he's able to ambulate, minimal weakness on the right side, motor power on the left is 5 over 5, left arm, left leg, with the right arm, right leg is 4 to 5 over 5, minimal, but he's able to ambulate without walker, labs reviewed by me. Medication reviewed, assessment, number one, memory impairment, number two, cognitive deficit, number three, previous left frontotemporal cerebral infarct, CVA with the minimal right side weakness, that has significantly improved. Next line. Wernicke encephalopathy in the setting of chronic alcohol abuse. Next line. Seizure disorder. Next line. Left leg DVT. Next line. History of CHF with reduced ejection fraction. Next line, history of schizoaffective disorder. Next line, anemia. Next line, hypertension. Next line, history of substance abuse. Next line, history of HIV disease. Next line, seizure disorder with a non-compliance history. Plan of care, I have reviewed all his medications, lab will continue all his current medication. Care plan discussed with the nursing staff. Patient definitely has cognitive deficit, cognitive impairment, and not able to take care of himself. He will need to be placed in the supervised care setting for proper care. Thank you.